It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Coming up, we'll look at the Scottish referendum with a native of Scotland living in Pittsburgh. But first, public health researchers from Yale and the University of Washington went door to door recently and surveyed the health of nearly 500 adults and children in Washington County, southwest of Pittsburgh. The study found that residents living close to natural gas drilling sites were twice as likely to report health problems than those living farther away. I'm joined now by phone from Seattle by the study's lead author, physician and epidemiologist, Dr. Peter Rabinowitz. Dr. Rabinowitz, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
We'll also hear in this segment from a spokesman for the Marcellus Shale Coalition. Dr. Rabinowitz, what led you to undertake this study?
Well, I am a physician specializing in occupational and environmental medicine, so I'm interested in things in both the work and the environment that can affect health. So obviously, there's been a number of concerns about health raised by this expansion in natural gas drilling, and it was something that I was contacted about. When I was contacted, I actually had a chance to visit Washington County, and I spoke to a physician in the area who was also active with the medical society, and he was complaining about the need for better science to understand whether there were any health issues or not. And his particular concern was that people would blame everything in their health potentially on a new hazard like the existence of a natural gas well near a house or some similar exposure. And he was asking for sort of the need for more objective surveys to really see how much of a problem it is and what can be done about it. So we undertook to do a study that was trying to advance the science, trying to be more objective than just having individuals come forward and say they thought they got sick because of fracking. So what we did instead was we tried to randomly select households in Washington County, which, as you know, is an area where at the time we did the survey, there were over 600 active natural gas wells in the county. And we randomly selected households using mapping techniques and then went to houses that had ground-fed water supplies, and knocked on the door and asked if we could just do a general health survey. We didn't talk about fracking. We didn't make this all about fracking. We just wanted to sort of ask about the general health status of people in the households. And then we were able to compare what people told us with, again, using mapping techniques, the actual distance of the household to the nearest active natural gas well. And we found that certain symptoms seemed to be increased in people living near natural gas wells. As you mentioned, if people lived less than a kilometer from the nearest well, they were more likely to complain about some skin symptoms and some upper respiratory symptoms like nosebleeds or coughing. But we found that other groups of symptoms were not increased in these people, things like stomach problems or neurological symptoms or heart complaints. We did not find an increase. So we found that certain things did seem to be increased and certain things didn't. And again, our purpose was to try to move the science along and try to start to generate useful hypotheses about what could be looked at and not looked at for potential health impact of natural gas drilling activities.
And the residents that you talked to that were living within 6/10 of a mile of natural gas wells, you're saying that the health concerns that they had, that they shared with you, were not necessarily something they were attributing to fracking in the area?
In our survey, we asked over a number of symptoms of 5 or 6 different symptom groups, like upper respiratory symptoms, stomach symptoms, cardiac symptoms. And we, again, made this just a general health survey. We asked the person who answered the door to tell about his or her health as well as the health and age of different people in the house.
So in other words, fracking was not...
We did not ask them to attribute that to fracking, right?
Right, okay. I just wanted to clarify that. Now, earlier today, we spoke with Travis Windle. He's a spokesman for the Marcellus Shale Coalition. He is criticizing this study, and here's what he had to say.
We certainly have evaluated this report, which was issued over a week ago. I think what's important for your listeners to know, and for folks who are interested in getting actual facts in a straightforward, unbiased way, is that this study was done in partnership with a local community activist group. So in our view, we believe, given the findings of this, quote, survey, that it was done leveraging selective and unproven data to help advance a, frankly, a biased and predetermined narrative. When you look at the actual science and you look at the actual facts, not studies funded by the Heinz Endowment, which has a very long and clear record of funding organizations like the Southwest Environmental Health Project that's led by someone who doesn't have any experience or background as it relates to medical services or training. And that organization appears in other states on television ads telling folks that hydraulic fracturing is not safe. And as we know, a study released this week by the federal government once again reaffirms that fact. But when you look at the actual data conducted by the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection under Governor Rendell's administration, they found no impacts to Washington County's air quality. And then in addition, recently released DEP data on water wells, which these folks claim to have looked at as well as a factor, the real data from the state government said that there weren't any impacts from natural gas development in Washington County for the period that this survey covered. I think what's most important, however, is for your listeners to know that our industry, which is growing and helping to create good jobs and grow local economies and increase the tax base and for our region, we care about the health and safety of our employees and the communities where we operate more than anything. That's our number one priority. This is something we're deeply committed to achieving. We have strong regulations in place and best practices to ensure that we balance our operations while never impacting the health of the communities where we operate. We live here. We're raising our families here. We're deeply committed to ensuring that our kids, our grandkids, have healthy environments and communities to grow up in and that they have clean air and clean water.
And again, that was Travis Windle of the Marcellus Shale Coalition, an industry trade group. It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're discussing a new study finding residents in western Pennsylvania living close to natural gas drilling sites were twice as likely to report health problems than those living farther away. My guest is study lead author, Dr. Peter Rabinowitz. Dr. Rabinowitz, you heard the criticism. The words that Mr. Windle used were biased and predetermined. In reference to your study, and we'll get to the results of the federal study that he talked about here in a moment, but first, what is your reaction to the criticism of your study from a representative of the Marcellus Shale Coalition?
Well, thanks, Paul. And I think what I want to address is the concern of your commentator about whether there was, you know, bias or predeterminance in terms of how the study was done. They mentioned that we did have contact with a community group, the Southwest Pennsylvania Environmental Health Project. As far as I know, that is funded in part by the Heinz Endowments. Whenever a university group comes into a community, it's very helpful to have some contacts with people in the community and groups in the community. So we did make contact with the Southwest Pennsylvania group, and they helped us introduce us to some members in the community and gave us some general introductions about sort of the things that we should be sensitive to if we were talking to people in the community. Beyond that, they did not have any role in the design of the study, the design of the survey, the administration of the survey. They were not conducting the survey. This was all conducted by our university group. So I just want to make clear that while we do acknowledge them in the paper as having helped with some community contacts, they did not take part in the study. And in terms of Heinz, I can't comment on Heinz's record of what they fund. But in my contact with Heinz, first of all, they again, like the community group, did not help design the study, administer the study, have any role in seeing, in the actual conduct of the study. They totally stayed out of that. And in my contacts with them, I was impressed that they were interested in advancing the science and getting better data out there. So I can only really speak about, you know, what our study team did and whether there was any interference with the study from any of those groups, and I can say there was not.
The Department of Energy released results from a federal study on fracking earlier this week that found no evidence that chemicals or brine water from the gas drilling process contaminated water at a site in Greene County. And while this is certainly not the last word on this subject, these results would seem to contradict the results of your study. What are your thoughts?
Great. Well, first of all, I welcome data about this issue. I think what we need is just more data and more evidence, and the more evidence and the more quality evidence we get, the more we can really get a picture of what to be concerned about and what not to be concerned about. As I mentioned in our study, we found certain symptoms were increased in people living near natural gas wells, such as upper respiratory symptoms. Now, upper respiratory symptoms suggest that people may be noticing some problem with air quality, and that it's less likely that an upper respiratory symptom such as nosebleed or coughing would come from a problem with the water. We didn't find in our study a huge problem with stomach complaints or other things that you might think would be associated with water. So you could say that our study indicates that maybe we should look more at air exposures, and we didn't see quite as much signal related to something in the water. At the same time, what I would say about the study that you mentioned is that in that particular area, they did not see contamination of water from the nearby drilling. Now, that's fantastic. The question is there possibilities that, you know, we know that the gas wells occasionally, the casings can fail, and you could have leakages or from the actual drilling that's not anticipated. So is it possible that where they were testing, there was not any event like that that could lead to a potential release of some chemicals that could get into the groundwater? You know, there's this whole question of if you're drilling 5,000 or 6,000 feet below the surface, is there a chance that frack water that deep in the ground could enter a water supply, which is much more superficial? And that's one question, as opposed to the question of if for some reason you have a well casing failure much more superficially, is that a more likely event that, again, would not happen all the time? It would just be intermittent or just in some geology maybe more likely excuse me, than others. And is that a potential scenario that at least we should be prepared to track at times? And you may not find that if you only look in one area. So I think that data are welcome, but is there a possibility of intermittent events in other places that should be considered?
And talk about the nature of oil and gas drilling at in these different locations around the country, that there could be different results because of variations in geology or drilling practices.
Yeah, so I'm not a geologist. I'm not an engineer, but my understanding is that the geology, the topography, the depth of the well, the depth of the deposits, will really change the potential process and the proximity of the deposits to water wells can really vary from place to place. And also, wind patterns and how wind is directed toward residential areas can really vary place to place. So I think there's going to be a lot of variability in the potential exposures that can happen around natural gas activities in different parts of the country. Absolutely.
Dr. Rabinowitz, what would you like to see happen with the information that came from your survey? And again, this was a survey of 500 adults and children in Washington County.
What I'd like to see happen is that people say, yeah, this is something that maybe gives us some more information about what to focus on. Let's try to understand whether there could be intermittent exposures in, say, air quality in an area like this, and what could be done to minimize those kind of exposures. I think that there is a need for larger, more definitive studies. As I mentioned in the study, one of the limitations is that we relied on what people told us about their health, and there always is some subjectivity and there is some bias in what people tell you about their health as opposed to what a physician or a healthcare provider would find on a physical examination or what you could measure in the blood or the urine with sort of an objective test. So So I think there's a need for more objective studies like that, and a need for, again, always doing everything you can in a study to reduce sources of bias. For instance, we asked people whether they were concerned about health hazards in the environment. We didn't ask them, again, specifically about fracking. We just said in general about environmental risks. And we if they said yes, we adjusted for that in our analyses. And even when we adjusted for that, we still found this increase in number of symptoms reported per person for people living close to natural gas wells. So I think we need to continue to do better ways to try to adjust for any potential sources of bias in studies like that. But I would say our studies really indicate that we cannot just put this matter to rest and say there's no problem or we totally understand the problem, because we're still, I think, catching up from a health point of view with determining what kind of risks there are, what are the roots of exposure if there are any risks, and how best to manage those risks.
Dr. Peter Rabinowitz is lead author of a study that found results in Western Pennsylvania that residents in Western Pennsylvania living close to natural gas drilling sites were twice as likely to report health problems than those living farther away. Dr. Rabinowitz, thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Coming up, we'll talk with a native of Scotland living in Pittsburgh about tomorrow's Scottish referendum. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.